In a media release issued by Nickel Belt conservative candidate Charles Humphrey's campaign on Monday, his education and world experience appear front and center. The 36-year-old lives in Isilda with his wife, Angeline, and their two daughters, Sasha, 5, and Charlotte, 2. He is originally from Toronto and has lived in Greater Sudbury for 5 years. The candidate holds a bachelor's degree in political science and contemporary studies as well as a master's degree in international relations, both from Dalhousie University in Halifax. He also holds diplomas in primary and advanced care paramedicine from Georgian College. My French is slightly less polished than my English and I speak Mandarin at a high level of fluency reading at an elementary school level, and speak good conversational Japanese and Spanish, he said, adding that he has recently begun studying Anishinaabemowin. Humphrey lived and worked in rural Japan for a year as well as the People's Republic of China for 3.5 years. He currently works for the city of Greater Sudbury as an advanced care paramedic. I am running because conservatives are the only alternative to secure the future, restore competence, transparency and accountability to government and ensure Canada is never unprepared for a crisis again, he said. All of my experience and expertise in international relations, energy policy and healthcare tell me that very poor decisions are being made that could have terrible consequences. Canada's recovery plan is what we need to get our country back on track. In Nickel Belt, Humphrey faces off against incumbent Liberal MP Mark Serre, New Democrat, André Anchenier and Green Party candidate Craig Gravel. In the Sudbury riding, Liberal Vivian Lapointe is running against New Democrat Nadia Varelli, Conservative candidate Dr. Ian Symington, and People's Party of Canada candidate Colette Methay. The nomination process for candidates closes on August 30, and a complete list of candidates for the September 20 election is expected to be available through Elections Canada on September 1.